Your 401k may be worth less than you think, and not because of Wall Street's ups and downs like that rough day yesterday. Instead, tonight we're talking hidden fees. We go live to Eleanor Lace of the Kiplinger Retirement Report. Nice of you to take part of your weekend to be with us, Eleanor. Thanks a lot.
Hi, thanks for having me.
What's happening, or what could be happening by this fall, that will show us that our retirement funds are worth less than we thought?
Well, starting this summer, 401k participants are going to get new documents in the mail, courtesy of a new Department of Labor fee disclosure rules, outlining this whole menu of fees in their 401k plans that they probably didn't even know existed.
Eleanor, how do we identify these fees if we didn't know they existed?
Well, what you're going to see is a whole list of fees related to plan administrative costs, such as legal and record keeping and audit fees, and then another set of fees related to the investments in your plan, in other words, the mutual fund expense ratios. So there's going to be a whole cornucopia of costs outlined there, but really, it doesn't tell the whole story, unfortunately. There's still a lot of fees that are not going to be disclosed to participants.
Now, before we push ahead, have we been paying these fees all along and we didn't know it?
Yes, you have, and they're taking a really significant bite out of your investment returns and ultimately vastly reducing the amount of money that you'll have to spend in retirement.
How much money are we talking about? I mean, obviously, that's going to depend on how much you invest and how big your company is, but hundreds of dollars more?
Certainly, and it really depends on the size of the plan. Now, if you look at plans that have less than $10 million in assets, which is actually the majority of plans, the average fees there are 1.9%. That may not sound like a very big number, but over the course of decades that you're saving in your retirement plan, this is going to cost you, you know, easily tens of thousands. You know, it's a very big chunk of money.
Eleanor, I know a lot of people driving home right now and listening are going to be wondering why. Why are these fees being allowed?
The real reason is a lot of employers and employees just don't have a good grasp on the types of costs that are in these plans. They're very poorly disclosed. They're very confusing. And since participants actually pay 91% of the total plan fees, employers just aren't paying that much attention to them because it's the workers who pay the cost.
Mm-hmm. All right. So you mentioned that the one positive thing is we're now going to be getting stuff in the mail that explains some fees, but not all. So what do we do about this? If there are still hidden fees, how do we get around them, or how do we address them? How do we make sure that we're investing and not losing money in this way?
One thing that people can focus on is really to demand more index funds, low-cost index funds in their plans. These have very low transaction costs. They tend to use less of what's called revenue sharing, which are very complex fee arrangements whereby a lot of plan costs are kind of wrapped into the mutual fund expenses and passed on to workers. So really look for those index tracking funds. If they're not in your plan, ask your employer for them. And also think about, you know, if you have left an employer, you know, you can roll over your 401k to an IRA where you can choose from a really vast selection of, again, you know, low-fee index funds, and a lot of those charge less than 0.1%, just a tiny fraction of your assets.
Eleanor, are these fees that we can ask the government, our congressmen, to do something about?
Well, you can push for more disclosure, and that's what will really improve the scrutiny and drive more competition in this area. There just hasn't been that much scrutiny up to now because there's been such a shroud over these costs.
Eleanor, before you go, do the fees take the bloom off the rose for a lot of us trying to save in this way? I mean, the 401k is clearly a hugely popular way to try to sock away some money. This is quite annoying that we're being bled in this way, I guess, is one way to put it.
Well, especially when you add it to all of the risks that are being pushed onto workers through these vehicles, all of the market volatility, you're taking on a huge amount of investment risk, and then on top of that, all of the costs. So that's why you really need to think carefully about what fees you're paying and can you get a better deal from a rollover into an IRA.
Eleanor, thanks for being with us tonight.
Thank you.
And that's Eleanor Lace, the Kiplinger Retirement Report.